Outside the Norm.
Discussions with perspectives from three different decades,
two different genders,
and one great conversation. What's going down? However do you want me? However do you need me? However do you want me? However do you need me? However do you want me? However do you need me? We are back at Outside the Norm.
Outside the Norm.
Welcome back, everybody. It's good to see y'all. Y'all looking good. The quarantine been doing y'all good this week.
Thank you.
Though we said, fuck the quarantine. We here. Right. We here.
Social distancing a little bit.
We all distance a little bit.
Some space between us.
All right. So, you know how we started off with our random fact. So, Jay suggested that we talk about our favorite childhood.
Yes.
Movie. So I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, so my favorite childhood movie was The Little Rascals. And I watched it the other day and I could, like, you get all the jokes as an adult that you didn't understand. Well, they were funny then, but like now, you watch it, have a little drink, you will be in the floor. A little drinky drink. A little adult beverage. A libation.
I can see Little Rascals, man, because it's a wild movie.
It was funny.
Macaulay Culkin was a bitch in that movie.
That was him. Okay, so somebody tried to tell me that wasn't him, and I was like, it's Macaulay Culkin. It was a lot of celebrities in there.
Yeah, he was the rich kid, and Donald Trump, bitch ass.
Yeah, Agent Orange, he was in there.
All right, we're going to go to you.
Mary Kate Nash.
You know your favorite movie? Your shit probably recent. I'm messing with you. Go
ahead. I'm not that young, y'all. He keep playing with me. I'm not a baby, but.
You said step up.
Princess and the Frog.
I would say my favorite childhood movie probably was Mulan.
Okay.
That was a good one for me.
That makes sense with you.
That was a solid movie.
No, that her makes sense.
No, that was a solid movie.
Because it's a Chinese, was she Japanese, Chinese? What was she?
She was of Asian descent.
She's Asian. I don't know.
Well, it was an Asian chick that infiltrated the male army, posed as a nigga. I'm strong. Yeah, it makes sense.
It's still women.
She did that for her
story
father.
Month.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying it makes sense. That's just a movie that I can see that you would like.
It was just an observation.
Just an observation. I'm just calling it how I see it.
Yes.
On you.
It was different.
Breaking One.
Breaking the. Okay.
That was a dance movie?
Yeah.
Okay, look, I got it. Context clues. Norm's dancing on the side.
Hey, fucked up.
Kill him.
The infamous broom scene.
Oh, that Genuine stole in his video.
Exactly.
Remember the song? What song was that?
In those jeans.
No, it wasn't. It was, I can't remember
my
the song.
My whole life has changed.
The broom scene.
That one. You know, it's a music video where he dancing outside the video. Yeah.
My mother showed me that because you know it came back with that challenge. The standing with the broom.
Yep. Yeah. I can't remember what song.
My mother showed me that video.
I got it.
Yeah. My favorite childhood movie is Aladdin.
Okay.
Because a nigga came from a struggle. You feel me? Came from the struggle,
Disney
man.
Struggle.
He came from the man. Listen, that nigga had nothing. He was a street rat, hood rat, same shit.
Yeah.
And that nigga Brown.
Done.
Think about it.
Done.
He had a sidekick that was, you know, Abu was that nigga too. Abu was that nigga. I love Abu. Cool. He was that nigga. He used to keep it Latin alive. Like, nigga, you being a bitch right now. Like, he was a real nigga. Like
real soft right now,
right,
Latin.
Right. Him, Carpet. That was my nigga. Carpet was that nigga had mad. No, yeah, I mean, he was good. And Genie was a real nigga. He was a real friend, yo.
Carpet was ways before ways.
Yeah, he was. He was like, shit, nigga, that way. Like, he was fire. So, yeah, Aladdin is definitely... the remake, I wasn't upset with. It didn't...
You liked it?
It was okay.
Was that Will Smith in it?
Yeah. It was done well. For it to be a remake, I wasn't upset about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know how some people remake shit, and you're like, that should leave the shit alone. Like, yeah, Will Smith did a great job as Genie. And they didn't fuck the story up too much. They cut some stuff out. They put some stuff in.
We stand Will Smith.
Yeah, we stand Will Smith. All right, so who want to introduce the topic tonight?
Because you brought it up, so you got to introduce it.
Again. I think it should be one of the ladies.
Wait, I brought that up?
Oh, no. You solidified it.
You solidified it.
I think you should introduce it.
You made it.
No,
made
it's Women's Month. We give y'all the glory.
I think you agreed that we should talk about our women, what do women want, and are they ready to accept it? What do they really want, and are they ready to accept it?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Or something like that. Dot, dot, dot. Ellipsis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be one of them.
Well, well, well.
Just one of them days.
Okay.
That a girl goes through.
When you're cruising in your car. I don't know what song that was, but I was ready. No, that's you know, a deep, pretty deep topic.
We listening. So come on, it's on y'all. I'm just here to rebut.
Rebut.
Of course.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Okay,
when to
so
go.
I feel like growing up, I've just always wanted this fairy tale. I saw some fairy tales around me. Maybe Disney. Watched them on Disney.
Shout out to Disney.
Whatever. So I feel like I had some kind of standard. I don't think it was too high, but maybe I was reaching for the stars and should have just tried to land in the clouds. Don't be.
I didn't say nothing
over
there.
Y'all know I'm over here like, yep, you right. but like I was saying earlier, I sometimes, you know, look for this prince and end up with a pauper.
Is his name Aladdin?
No, no potential. Just no potential.
Maybe Al?
No, not quite. But I think, I don't know, now, like where I am now, everything that I'm asking for, I think I'm ready for.
What are you asking for?
You know.
He is on it tonight.
Handsome.
I'm just going to sit back.
Someone with a good sense of humor. Like, I think I'm pretty funny, so I need somebody who's funny too. Like, someone with a good sense of humor. That's really important. Mm-hmm. Someone driven. Like, you can't just be a bum. I think at this old age of mine, you should have, like, you know, work, have a car, a place. 2 out of 3, because you can support one struggle at this old age.
These are basic boxes to check.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how basically people don't have them.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, we are in Baltimore, so let's be fair.
Okay. Don't play with my city.
Nigga, I'm from here longer than you've been here.
I think it is Baltimore, too. I think it's Baltimore, too.
Oh, come on, my speak on the show.
I've seen some bums in other cities, but...
No,
but it's
it
the culture
bums.
Here is just different because the men here, they all want to be alike. Like, they want to just rap. They want to just... You know, be in the music and the entertainment industry. And it's like, I understand that because technically what we're doing is entertainment. But at the same time, you got to have a side hustle or something that's going to be a full-time, something that's going to be of steady income because nobody has made money just with one stream of income. And people don't get that. And men in this city don't get that either. So when you try to tell them, like, oh, maybe you should get a 9-to-5, they're like, no, I want to be my own boss. See? You don't believe in my dream type of thing. And it's not that. It's just... You have to be able to take care of yourself at the end of the day still.
Yeah.
And you can't expect to have a partner who wants to be, you know, dragged along in that situation, especially if they have a 9-to-5 and they're, you know, basically holding their own weight and you can't hold your own weight. So it kind of, you know, it's hard.
Playing devil's advocate, I don't know a lot of guys, like, I don't know if I just hang out with more progressively black men or what, but out of all the guys I know, I don't know any that really want to seriously be a rapper. Like, I've never dated a guy that was just like, I want to be a rapper. I've met a couple, but, like, I've never dated a guy that, like, had aspirations of being a rapper. So,
what,
like, when people say that, a poet, but they be 9-to-5. Poetry don't pay all the bills unless you popping.
Understood.
And that takes a lot because it's only becoming mainstream on a larger platform with social media now.
I agree.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it's so crazy.
So you feel like...
I don't know if it's, like, a little... Because you're a little bit younger than me, if that's a thing.
I don't know. All the guys I've dated, they wanted to be, like, you know, in the sports industry, like baseball, basketball, football.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So either athletes or or rappers.
Yeah.
Do you feel something wrong with that?
No. You can always have your dreams, but at the end of the day, you got to have a backup plan, and that's where they always fell short because they never had a backup plan. They just had... One plan,
you know,
and it never worked out.
Ain't no plan B. Just make the plan A work.
Yeah, and
so
the plan A never worked. So
never say never. No, I'm just kidding. No, but you definitely, in these times need some type of security. Like, just how what's going on now, like, everything mm-hmm. that's happening, people don't have any type anything to fall back on. If you were only doing little rap gigs, mm-hmm. you about to be homeless, repo, and struggling.
Well, you are. There's no shows. I mean, yeah. unless you rapping to eight people.
Or you going on live.
Taking Cash App on live.
Yeah, exactly.
If y'all going to watch my live, you got to Cash App me.
Like, nope.
How's that going
to
happen?
So, right. I'm gonna ask this question of mine. So, what do you feel you're ready to receive from a man? Or what do you want? What is it? What do you want from a man?
Phrasing.
And are you ready to receive it, right? Mm-hmm. So what is it that you want from a man? Because Jade spoke on her piece, so I'm going to ask you what you want from your man or your potential mate.
I don't know if I'm like a hopeless romantic, but I don't think so.
You can be. It's fine if you
yeah.
are.
Yeah, your answer I'm is a hopeful romantic. Neither right nor wrong.
Yeah, I
answer.
Mean, I don't. Okay, so I've met. Well, recently, this was the first guy I've ever met that had, like, all of his stuff in order.
Which one, the boring guy?
Don't talk about my
don't
relationship.
Don't be putting people out there.
I didn't say no names.
Where people know who they are.
No, they don't.
Norm.
Oh, this is a conversation.
Slim is born.
Oh,
yeah,
so
I'm listening.
So, this is the first guy I met that, you know, he checked all the boxes, like, on paper, he checked all the boxes. But when it came down to, like, the vibe and us, you know, our personalities, you know, coexisting well and, you know, just gelling well, it didn't work out. Like,
yeah, I just had that happen too.
It was just really awkward and we always had to explain each other when we was joking, when we wasn't joking. Yeah. And just little stuff that I feel like you shouldn't have to explain to your partner, like, oh, this was a joke or, yeah. you know, it just wasn't natural.
Facts.
No, so I didn't want to continue being in that and, you know, settling for that and forcing myself to try to be in that type of relationship just because he had everything I wanted on paper.
Right. It's definitely deeper than paper because I always thought that, like, if somebody checked all the boxes on paper, it would work out. And I finally found someone like that. And then I was like, bro, like, you got character flaws. You can't put that on your resume.
Well, hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question, though. So it comes to a point where, you know, it's a give and take, right? So part of it is a give and take. So, like, a lot of times, I'm going to speak for me. I can't speak for nobody else. There are some things that women don't check the boxes on, and I'm willing to be like, all right, you ain't got to check every box, but the main boxes that are important to me, you got to check.
Right? Like what?
Yeah. And, name them. What are these boxes?
What are deal breakers?
What are deal breakers for me? I don't like ditzy women.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't like women that can't hold a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for women who are self-centered, mm-hmm. bougie. It's not really my thing.
What if she bad and bougie?
Don't matter. Selfish. I don't like selfish women.
There we go.
You she'll funny. Be here all week.
I don't like
Charleville.
I don't like Stephen. I don't like selfish women. Women that don't have any drive, like because. I feel like I'm also a lot of pressure. I feel like as a man. And
so you're the diamond. You're the pressure.
I ain't say all that. I'm just saying I feel like I can be a lot of pressure because physically I'm a lot of pressure. Number one.
Boy.
Number two. No, I'm being real with you.
Don't boy me.
Sis.
We need to see the Carfax.
Sis. I got the Carfax. What the fuck you talking about? See, y'all about to make me get ignorant today.
Call them up.
Here we go. Since y'all want to be on some bullshit today.
We've just leveled up.
Since y'all want to be on some bullshit today. Do you understand that how many women won't talk to me because I'm in shape?
Mm.
Because they don't want to get in shape. Or they don't want to work out. Or they don't want to take care of them fucking selves. Ooh. And they're like, oh, well, no. I've actually asked women. I'll give you a prime example. We was at Applebee's one day.
Tell them why you mad, son.
I ain't mad. I'm just keeping it real since they want to be on some bullshit.
How mad?
I tried to be nice on women's month.
How mad?
So y'all, I tried to be.
It evaporated.
So I went to Applebee's one day. I'm sitting there with my frat brother. I'm like, yo. He was like, yo. He's like, yo, it's hard for me to date. You know, I work out. You know, I run. You know, da-da-da-da. I said, yo, women in Baltimore don't like niggas that work out. A lot of them don't like niggas that work out because they feel like if you work out, they got to
work out. Yep.
So I said, watch this. Let's put the theory to the test.
Boom.
So I went to the bartender. I said, excuse me, miss. Can I ask you a question? She's like, yeah, sure. I said, do you like men to work out? She's like, no, I like my man chubby because I don't like to work out. And so I feel like if he gonna work out, I gotta work out. And I looked at him. I said, that's like 70% of the city that's like that. Wow. Because they don't want to feel the pressure. It's a lot of pressure. So even also, if you got a drive and you're driven and you like, yo, I'm a hustler. if that's not in your nature, so that's in your nature. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? I believe that's in your nature. Mm-hmm. So if that's in your nature, then it's different. Right. But there's a lot of women that's not in their nature because they're cool with going to a 9-to-5, doing whatever, you know, this and the third. They
you know what? I think I can help y'all out, but go ahead.
But I'm just saying, like, so when you come into a contact with a man that's like, yo, I know my worth, I know what I can do. I don't need, I'm good with or without you.
Right.
You're a compliment, mm-hmm. not a, you know, you're not ascending me. Right. You're a compliment. So for some women, they don't know how to handle that.
Right.
Because they're so used to niggas that they can manipulate or they can control or because they feel they boost them up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm. But if you come to a man that knows his worth and that knows who he is, it's like, yo, I'm here because I want you to be here, not because I need you.
That's
to be
why
here.
I feel like when people always talk about, oh, I gotta find my other half. Like, nah, you should come whole. That yeah. person should come whole. There ain't no halves right. around here.
Right. Yeah.
That's the problem. But in you and your line brothers, what you need to do, because mm-hmm. you know women are so intimidated by you know you're working on.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
Tell them that you eat wings. Like, if you let them know.
But that's not.
That you
wow.
Like, did you eat things other than kale? People, like,
first of all, everybody knows. First of all, I'm sitting at Applebee's, so I can't be that fucking. Right.
You probably had a salad.
You know what I mean? I might have, but don't worry about it. But I had a drink,
if you had the rabbit right. food, but I had a drink. Like, yeah.
But if I had a beer, you know that I'm not like.
Just all one beer?
Yeah, like, no. I mean, it don't matter.
No,
it depends
on. At Applebee's, he had a drink.
Yeah, if I'm at Applebee's, I'm sitting at If I'm sitting at a bar, 9 times out of 10, I had a drink.
She probably thought it was a social experiment. You ask her questions like that now.
No, I was really asking, like, because he was having a conversation with me. He was like, yo, I find it hard to date because a lot of women don't be what I'm into. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. So if you're not into working out and you come to a man that like, yo, I work out. This is what I do. Da da da. And she's like, I don't really like the workout.
But I think you can like break into it because I feel like I dated somebody who was like super duper gym. I'm not going to lift. But we can definitely do some walks, some trails, a hike. Like, we can gradually get into
but
it.
But women don't like to be forced into stuff they don't like to do.
But I feel like you introduce it slowly. You might take a walk and then have a picnic. Because you got balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It depends on the woman, too. I feel like I'm very open-minded. So, if it's something that is of activity, because I think that's just my Aries nature. I like doing activities. I don't like just sitting around being bored.
Me neither.
No, I get that. But what I'm saying, if that's not what you... So you are, but you also, once again, you also younger. So you still, you're willing to do more because it's not, you're not so much set in your ways.
Yeah.
So you talk about, so, like, for me, I'm 34, about to be 34. It's a different when I'm talking to women in my age range because a lot of them are set in their ways. They're like, I don't want to change. I'm good where I'm at. Like, I'm still pulling niggas being fat or niggas with a butt in the gut or whatever the case may be. So I don't care.
Booty do.
You know what I mean? Like, I got 2 kids. I don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, as long as I can bust it open, that's all that matters.
Oh,
like,
dear.
That's the whole, you know what I mean? Like, so.
Oh, they come, out there.
Yeah.
They out there.
So when you come into that situation, it's like, yeah.
Shameless plug.
No, tell them to sponsor you. Fuck that. They're going to talk. So get them plug.
I don't have an app no more.
Oh, all right. I'm just saying.
I saw the questionnaire. It was like,
yo, that shit is still funny to this day. Yo, she texted me that question there. Pear. Yo,
I was
trying.
When he said the name of it, I was like, this can't be real. So I was like, wow, like this is for real. But I couldn't get past. I was like, am I a pear? It said banana. It was all types.
Wait a minute.
I thought I was a mango.
Bring those who are just listening to this podcast up to speed as to what you're referring to.
Okay. Well,
to what you're referring.
So we weren't like on air. We were like off. Because
you shame me for fucking. Because
he tried to play
up.
With me, y'all. I pretend I'm on my 600-pound life, but it's like in my head. Like, I ain't quite there yet.
I fight with her every day about this shit.
No, seriously. Like, I just pretend I'm going to be on my 600 pounds. I told Norm I was 600 pounds before I started working out with him, so he wouldn't work me out too hard. He didn't see me only on Instagram. Then I came in.
Man,
and
I can tell
like,
by your face you wasn't 600 pounds.
Angles.
No, you went, for real, filters.
It don't matter. I can tell. I know I'm 600 pounds.
I've been body fish before. Like,
listen, body fish. When your neck and your shoulders can meet at the same time, that's how I know it might be a problem.
Like
when
a 5
your
o'clock
neck
shadow.
And your shoulders don't meet. So go ahead.
So I was saying, since I'm going to be on my 600-pound life, jokingly, that I was like, they need to have a dating app for, like, big people, like chubby chasers. And the guy was like, oh, they do have it. It's called Woo Plus. I'm like, nah, you lying. So I go to the app store and find
Google
it.
Play.
I
got it right here.
Okay. So I download it and I click it. So, you know, just like any dating profile, like you set up your profile. So it's like your name, your username. It was real cute. And then you hit that next button. And it was like.
Body type.
Body type. So I'm like, wait, like. It was so many fruits that I just didn't know what to say. Like, who knows if they're a banana?
Pear, banana, watermelon.
Seriously. I was in the floor.
They should have had linebacker, running back. Offensive line.
Defensive tackle.
No neck. Short neck. I'm sorry. I'm shut up.
Neck, ears, and hairline on the same plane.
Bruh. I was like, this is stressful, so I just deleted it because I just didn't know what shit. I was like, mango's not an option. Like, if we're going to be first, like, let me pick my favorite.
You're funny as shit. So, well, sir. I know, I mean, you know what type of woman you want because you got one.
Yes.
A so good, you know. Good woman. I love me some. Okay. Never mind.
And I love her, too.
Facts. Facts. That's my sis.
Goals. So, what's up?
I mean, well, we know what type of woman you like. So, we don't even, I mean, you know, but come on, Cletus.
I like a woman that has drive, that wants more, that brings more to the table than just appetite. So
bars.
She got to fulfill me.
Yeah, I mean, make me better. Make me want to be better. Inspire me. Because I'm trying to inspire you. So.
Facts.
It's a symbiotic relationship. It should be
symbiotic. Yeah. Talk that Marvel shit.
Yeah, Venom. but no, it should be like if I'm at level 8 and you're at level 5, I'm trying to figure out how to get you
to
those
8.
Other three.
Yeah,
while I get to 11 and Facts. Then bring you along. And if you're at 11, bring me along. Like whatever it is that we need to do to grow together, then that's what we need to do, and we need to figure that shit out.
Facts. Mm. So here's the question. When you find a man that checks 90% of the boxes and have the other things, are you really ready to receive it?
Dun, 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 dun.
Because this is where it's about to get real.
Yeah.
So let me go first.
Are y'all scared of success?
Okay, sometimes. Depending on, it's situational.
It can happen.
Everything comes with a price.
Yeah, it can happen.
Right. It can happen. Because I know, like, where, not necessarily where I have a potential to be, but... I know where, like, I'm going. Like, you know, in my 5-year plan, like, it's pretty lined out and, you know, God willing.
Are you willing to adjust?
See, I am. If 90-10's not bad. Mm-hmm. People be out here
but
with, like, a 60-40.
You have to adjust if that is your life partner and y'all are meant to be together.
If that's
shouldn't y'all be aligned?
If that's the person that...
I don't think it's going to be 100.
That's not...
I might not be totally in sync line, right at that point.
We ain't Justin Timberlake. Right.
Everybody got to... You got to bend. Everybody got to bend.
See what you did there.
You funny as shit. Everybody got to bend at some point. Like, that's... I think that's the biggest problem that we have. But go ahead.
But relationships are a lot of compromise anyway. Mm-hmm. So, what are you willing to compromise on if it's something small? Like, okay, so I've been told over the last 2-3 years from my friends that I'm shallow. Like, it's certain
things. It's okay.
Things.
Really? Gemini's are shallow.
Shallow, like appearance shallow. I didn't know I was that shallow, but
we shallow. Gemini's are shallow.
But you like it's what okay. you like, okay. And I also feel like you can't be with someone that you're not attracted to.
No, facts.
So, facts. People can try to say, "Well, you can grow into no
virtual path."
I'm a very like.
Nah,
then
you need to look a certain way.
Yeah, I need to be aesthetically pleased first, and then we can hold hands.
I need
one
to come and drop my drawers when I see you.
Aesthetically.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Nice.
So, facts. But I feel like it's certain things. But now, as I get older and the pool's just getting smaller and smaller, stay young. You got options.
Stay young.
I got
me
no
over here.
Options.
You got options, sis.
It ain't nobody out here.
We're sitting right here.
Keep sweating. Nobody. Nobody.
Niggas ain't getting older. Niggas ain't even touch.
I'm for real, the pool is getting small, man.
It's really not, though.
But
small.
It's certain things that I'm willing to compromise on now for my happiness.
Is the pool small, or should you just go to another lake?
Ooh.
Facts.
Ooh, you know, all these fish in the sea, I need to find a seahorse, a jellyfish.
Nah, seahorse carry babies. We don't want that.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That you're
thing.
Right.
Well. Let's
boom. I don't know.
He'll
but
be here all
I
week.
Feel like... I don't know. I'm willing to to sacrifice certain things on that list, that ultimate checklist, if it brings me happiness.
What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to sacrifice to turn that pauper into a prince?
Okay. So my thing, I used to like men that I felt like had potential. Mm-hmm. I'm not dealing with anyone that I see potential in, but someone who sees potential in themselves and is actively working to be better. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't deal with that before, but I know that, like, obviously. It's still a lot of things I want to accomplish that I haven't done that I'm, you know, tapping into my talents now. Mm-hmm. So if someone will work with me, I'm willing to work with someone else.
Look at you looking in the mirror.
I'm starting with the jade in the mirror. Not for real. I'm telling you, like, as you get older, like, you realize, like, your happiness is important. Mm-hmm. Your mental health is important. Like, somebody who goes to therapy, like, yes, I'm so proud of you for getting your mental together, King. Yeah. Like, shout out. Mm-hmm. So, it's things like that. What else? I'm not compromising on a couple things, but.
Go ahead, talk about them, too.
Yeah, what are those things? No. What are your deal breakers? All
right, so jokingly, I'm 6'5", right? I just feel like personally I have to have someone who's taller than me.
That's not...
Because I feel like I'm so, like, in my head, I think because I come from a tall family, it's like kind of like a reverse.
Yeah, you like 5'5".
6.5", almost 5'7". Like, that's pretty tall. So I feel like that's something I want to compromise.
So if that's a deal breaker for you, what happens if you miss your soulmate, air quotes, because they're
the same height.
5'4",
5'3". Probably missed them, I ain't going to lie.
What if he laid it down, though? You didn't give him a chance, though. You could have laid it down.
Jokingly, I used to say I looked right past him.
I see that. That's a height joke.
But that was when I was young.
That's the shallow Gemini in us.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But, you know.
It's okay.
You got to like what you like.
Bless you.
But man. I did date somebody who was the same exact height with me, and I was fine with that. Like, literally, we were the same height. He was a cool guy.
Eye to eye.
Yeah.
That's all eye to eye.
So sick, because I used to say that all the time. But you know, I don't know. That's a lot. Dating is so stressful these days.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to transition over here.
Segue to me.
So what is it that you feel that you could compromise or not compromise, ma'am? Maya?
Maybe. I'm selfish. I ain't even going to lie.
At least you're honest.
I don't like compromising, honestly.
Why?
Because I feel like I want what I want.
You know, men compromise for you too.
Yeah,
right?
do you want men to compromise?
One yet,
how
so.
You figure? How you know that?
Because if I did, they'd still be here.
Oh, that's not true.
That's true.
How you know he ain't compromised before y'all even got to that situation?
Yeah.
What you
so,
okay?
So, she the whole package, so sign with the bow.
It's not that I'm the whole package. I have flaws. Everybody got flaws. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you know, I just rather be alone. Honestly, than to be with somebody that I'm not.
You better get a subscription
to
some toys now.
I already got that. That's already in the bag. That's already in the bag. I'm prepared for this journey.
So okay? What are you? But all right. So, now to be fair, now you also in a different range because a lot of dudes are still trying to find themselves that are comparable to who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. that's another thing, right?
Yeah. So I'm just waiting out the game right now because men my age they don't got it together. I'm at a higher level than they are right now.
So you're the older men.
I've tried older men.
How older? How much
30s.
Older? 30s. 30s, but you tried it once, or how many times you tried it? Don't say you tried it, then you tried it once.
I tried at least twice.
That's not a lot.
30s, like young 30s, mid 30s?
Young 30s, like 29, 30. 29 to 33.
Yeah. Okay. So if they say 30 to 33, 29 is not 30.
Yeah.
Okay, 30 to 33.
Okay.
And they still didn't have their lives together, really.
What backgrounds are you, what situations are you hanging into?
Well, the men here, the options aren't very great, you know?
I hang
like,
with a lot
most
of
the men here, they have...
Yeah.
Right.
Well...
Where are you meeting these men?
I go out. Mm-hmm. So when I go out...
Out like clubs, parties, clubs...
I go to parties, I go to clubs, I go to bars, lounges, or whatever.
Right.
And most of the men here, you know, they got records, they got...
What a record got
kids, baby mothers, they don't have no 9-to-5s.
So you want to date a man
they
with
in
kids.
The entertainment industry, which is fine.
But I feel like in those environments, that's what you're going to meet.
Yeah, but where should I go to meet affluent
Come
men?
Come to a Suit Sneakers party with me.
Silver Spring.
Yo, what?
Shout out to Bourbon and Boy Shorts. Shout out to Bourbon and Boy Shorts. They also a podcast. They hold like shooting season parties where there's young professional black men. Like we're all
shout
like,
out to
30
Bourbon
plus.
Boy Shorts.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Unsolicited Views. They're also professional. Like so, you need to be in different situations.
It's
so
a group called Young. What is it? Young Black Professionals in Baltimore.
Might,
that's a pretty dope group.
Yeah, you might need to come in and just hang with different people. Like maybe a circle doesn't provide the people that you need to meet. And maybe you need to step outside your circle. Because
there are some kings out here, like, seriously. Like,
yeah, I mean, because I'm young, the people that I know, it's like they're young too. So it's like I'm not going to find no older guys. And if I do find older guys, it's the older guys that's, like, still trying to act young, don't got their lives together type of thing. So
No, I can get that.
The young guys that wear Malcolm X t-shirts and matching Air Max 270s, they are the worst.
My man, shout out to
shout out to the South. Like, what?
Shout out. So, now, we're going to talk about some real shit, right? So, I feel like sometimes women say they want, they ready to receive the dude they ready to receive, but they really not, mm-hmm. right? Because a dude could come into your space and come into your atmosphere, and he does all the things that you pray for, you hope for, you wish for, but you can't believe it because you think he putting on a fucking front.
Mm-hmm.
But he legitimately can be. That's who he's.
Or because you have your guard up.
That's happened to
but
me.
But that's on you.
Yeah.
Happened to me. That's on you, right? So it's like y'all want. It's don't say you want something. To me, it's like, yo, don't say you want something. Then when it comes your way, you fighting against it. Mm-hmm. Because a man, we always fighting, right? We fighting to get to you. We fighting to stay with you. We fighting not to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
We fighting to not get distracted by other things
by
around
us. To stay with you.
To stay with you. Yeah. Because it's like, yo, if I'm putting my heart and my soul, like I'm talking about, and I'm making this specifically to people that's really legitimately trying to be with you,
mm-hmm.
not the fuck niggas.
Right.
So yeah. let me preface it by saying that. When a nigga is really, when a dude is really trying to legitimately be with you and trying to be like, yo, this is really who I am. Like, I know you might have seen, and I think a lot of times when women see similar traits, they quick to clam up or put a guard up. I'm like, yo, it's only so many things they can be different as.
Or they're quick to shoot them king down because they're being vulnerable, because they're not used to a dude being vulnerable. It's like, look, I'm hat in hand. I'm trying to be with you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Oh, nigga. But sometimes a lot of guys that really want to be with you, I feel like once you get past that like initial, oh, I want to be with you, I'm serious. Once you get past that and start breaking down their barriers, like, you know, their barriers mm-hmm. and their walls, mm-hmm. like, I've noticed they've been so, so hurt. And then you're like in a situation where it's like I don't want to hurt you too.
But you're going to go through trials and tribulations and being with each other regardless. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So right. My thing is if I love you, let me love you, and then let the chips fall where they may.
Okay, mm-hmm. Mario 2004.
Shut the hell up. No, I mean, being real though, like if I'm legit,
I was thinking of another song too.
If I'm really legitimately like showing you how I feel about you, or I'm consistent. Mm-hmm. Not this ain't a one off.
I'm showing consistently, up. I'm like, punching that clock every day.
I'm consistently showing you mm-hmm. that I'm trying to be the man that you don't want to leave alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be that. And if you don't let me be that, that's where the frustration comes in.
And I think that's where it comes when the woman's not ready. Like,
right.
That.
But is the woman going to say she's not ready, or is she just going to push away because she's not ready? Because
a lot of women won't say
Because you have some
dudes
ready. That are very persistent. Like, I've told guys, like, I'm not ready for you. Hmm. Like, you're ready to get married, and I'm still playing a mental battle with myself, and I'm still playing games because I don't know if I'm ready to be that open and expose all my old wounds with you. And then they still stick around, and I'm like, nah, like that's not what
but
I was telling you
but
to
why
do.
Are you, but why would you push them away?
Because I had self work to do.
You're still working.
Yeah.
But when are you ever ready or available to do that, right? So, but men got to be vulnerable with you too.
Yeah.
So if a man's being vulnerable, like I'm gonna speak for myself. Like it's very hard for me to be vulnerable, right? Because I'm very much a protector. I'm very much a like I'm gonna be all right regardless of whatever goes to me mm-hmm. or whatever happens to me, right? So my first job is to make sure you're okay, take care of you, this, that, and the third. Even if you piss me off or some shit that I don't like that you do, I'm going to try to figure out how I can curb it because I don't want it to affect us because at the end of the day, I'm always going to put you above me and before me because that's what I'm supposed to do as a man, mm-hmm. in my opinion, in my thought process.
That's the hard wiring of a real man.
But it's not a lot of real men.
But
and it's I feel like I also come across a lot of men that don't know the difference between like a good woman and a good time. Like,
ooh. No, we know. We definitely know. We definitely know the difference between a good woman and a good
I
time.
I just really think it depends on where you're at in your life because I know I've had some men who said they wanted to marry me or some stuff like that, but it's just words to me because there's no action behind it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like sometimes that man who say they want to marry you might not be the one for you because of the fact that, you know, y'all don't have that bond, or you just don't feel in your heart like, oh yeah, this is the man for me. Just because a man, you know, is consistent or says he wants to marry you doesn't mean that you have to be with that man. Yeah. You still have the choice at the end of the day. You do. Yes, that's nice, but at the end of the day, if there's no real bond there, or, you know, you don't get that vibe from them, then you don't have to be with them.
Wait, but I feel like build a bond for him to say stuff like that.
Right.
Or he could just be delusional. He could just be, the pussy could just be good. You never know.
I ain't never proposing no pussy just because it's good.
Yeah, okay. Never. Well, some of these men out here, they do that. So
if they ain't got shit, right. I think that's the niggas that ain't, or the dudes that don't have shit.
Let's give it like, ring pop vibes.
Let's get it real. Well, like,
I mean, let's kind of cut to the chase. The woman seems like they're the common denominator here. So is it the woman or is it the dude? Because if you constantly keep getting the same guy, you're selecting that person. Like, you're making a choice to be with that person to, you know, explore, expand, expound, whatever. But the decision is yours. Right. So
you got to see differently.
Right.
If you're not seeing differently, you keep picking the same dude. And that's a conversation I've had with a lot of
people. Picking the same dude with a different name.
You picking the same dudes, just with different names, right, and different, you see the same shit. Like, I'm like, how many, the definition of insanity, as we talked about, is this
same thing, expecting a different result. Thinking a different result.
Like, I've had this conversation with several women. You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you made choices that were fucking horrible choices because you chose to do the same thing over and over again. You feel me? So, like, you got to step outside your box. And stepping outside your box could possibly lead you to where you want to be.
Right.
Yes, every man is not going to be packaged the way you want him to be. There's some shit that's checkable and there's some shit that's uncheckable. Right. I get that. And I feel the same way for men. For men, there's something with women that's uncheckable and there's something that's uncheckable. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, yo, you just got to find what's important to you and what's important to her. And those are the main things that y'all should focus on. And everything else, you can work around. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so, you know what I mean? So that's just me.
So you're what are things check. Do you think you can work around? Sex, is that one of them?
No.
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 You can't work around that.
No, because that is what it is. Either the shit's going to work or it's not going to work. And if it don't work, you're constantly playing catch up.
You want me to be real with you? That's 70% of the relationship.
Easily. Fucking easily.
It's 70% of the relationship.
And anybody that acts like it's not, you fooling yourself, and that's your fucking problem.
And you're a fucking liar. If y'all sexual chemistry... Oh,
so I'm a... Because I'm looking at you like this over here.
No,
real shit.
70%.
If a man don't satisfy you, no, easily. Let's keep it fit.
If you come home from a hard day's work and you want your back blown the fuck out,
yeah,
because that will get you to a certain place.
Right.
Like,
and then if you can't do it, you're going to be upset.
Right.
He can never do it. It's not like,
and
it's
then
like,
you're gonna stall him out, but you're gonna be looking at the next dude.
Right.
Exactly.
Get changed.
So right.
Hey, nah, that nigga ain't
70.
You're not gonna get a dog. You're gonna get another
70%. Everything else in your relationship is only 30.
Yeah.
Easily.
For me, yo, 70% of the shit, yo, just say
we're like, animals. Like, we're animals. Like,
by nature.
We're animals.
By nature. But like, it's a lot of women that feel the same way.
And they won't admit it, but they do.
No, I've talked to several women that say, yo, if a man sexually can't please me, I can't be with him.
Right.
I can't be with him. So like, so it's not just men. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so it's men and women that say, like, yo, if you sexually can't please me, I can't be with him. We had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If a nigga whack, you're gonna be like, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I mean, but his personality and sex was whack. So
it's supposed to be
like,
both, though.
But yeah,
it got to be both.
That's a double tap of whack.
Right.
Yeah.
So even if his personality shaky and he got some good dick, you're going to be like,
I'm going to start him out. Yeah.
We might can work. I can make him work on this, that, and the third. You understand what I'm saying?
But if he don't have a conversation game, but he puts you to sleep, you'll stall him out.
Yeah, you'll be like, I'm going to work.
You stall him out.
And he might just got to get the rust off, or he might just need some tutelage. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if a woman is fucking... it's some bullshit to me. This ain't gonna work.
You can build conversation. You can't build dick slagging. It is what it is.
Yeah, you can't build
dick slagging.
Yeah.
You can't build it. Like, you can't teach it.
You
like,
can't build no power pussy neither.
Nah, exactly.
You feel me? Like, if that shit whack, you like.
It is what it is.
I'm not trying to fuck this bitch tonight. I'm not trying to do none of that. She phony. She don't not suck dick right. She don't do none of that. Like,
she don't stay in the game. Like, man, she phoning this shit.
Like,
this bullshit.
She fucking obnoxiously loud for no reason, bitch.
Yeah,
I just touch you. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, yo.
Bitch, like, I got neighbors.
Right. I mean, like, no. That's a real thing. Like, or like, you trying to be overzealous, or you trying to get out your... Like, yo... And my thing is this, you got to be, so this is the way a lot of people fall at, as men and women, you got to be willing to listen to your mate, right? If your woman tell you, like, yo, I like when you do this, this, and this, or I like this, this, and that, another way, nigga, do it.
You can't take it as a gig. You take it as constructive criticism.
You want me, okay, all right, I'm going to put the napkin on, right? Whatever you need.
There you go.
All right? So, but also, now, I'm going to say this, on the reverse, when a man tells a woman, like, look, I like this, this, and this, Cause women always say that men get offended, but women get offended too. Cause women think their shit is God's gift to everybody. They think you understand perfect, what I'm saying? And every dude don't have sex the same. Every dude don't feel the same. Just the same as every woman don't feel the same. Every woman don't get sex the same. So
every
like,
key don't fit into the lock.
Right. Facts. Right. And every lock ain't ready for the key. So that's you know what I mean. Like, so you know what I mean. Like, and that's just real shit. Like, sex is a big thing because if you're not sexually pleased with your mate, you're always gonna think about something else. And you're gonna get tired of looking. You're gonna get tired of looking at Pornhub. You're gonna get tired of looking at X videos. Yeah, yeah. You're gonna get tired of playing with them toys.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be like, man, it's gotta be somebody else. Exactly. Do what I can do and do what I need them to do, man or woman.
And at the end of the day, I mean, y'all arguing, who the fuck doesn't like makeup sex? If the sex wasn't shit in the first place, the makeup sex is going to be trash. Yeah. So why would you stay with that person?
This some bullshit. This ain't going to make
it's
me
like
feel
I'm fucking
it.
Wasting my time here.
Facts. So it's not, I mean, but being able to receive, like you got to, really what it comes down to is you got to let the walls down. You feel men and women. I'm not speaking just the women, just men and women, because there's a lot of men that like, yo, you got a good girl in your corner, yo. Don't fuck this shit up. I tell niggas all the time, like, and I've told plenty of dudes all the time, like, yo, don't fuck it up. Like, shorty is legitimately good. You know what I mean?
I've literally asked my homeboys, be like, if you see me slipping, tell me. I kind of think this is it.
Yeah.
You got to check me.
Yeah, check me. Yeah. I check niggas all the time. I told one of my closest friends, yo. I told him, I was in his wedding. And I told him, I said, yo, y'all gonna get divorced. I told him, y'all too different.
I told my man the same thing. That's bullshit. But I told my man the same thing. Fucking thing.
I said, both of these people get divorced?
Yep. Mine's did.
He on the way.
Mine's did. And I told him, I said, yo, y'all too different. I said, yo, I know you're married
for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I said, I know you a lover. Like he's like
is he a lover and a fixer?
He's a hopeless romantic.
There you go.
So I'm like, yo, I told you, I'm like, yo, just because she was your high school sweetheart, I mean, you were supposed to be with her. You feel me? You know what I mean? I told him, I said, yo, this shit ain't gonna last. I knew from the wedding. From how the wedding went down, I said, oh, this ain't gonna last.
Your high school sweetheart might be the high school hoe.
And no, it was not even that. It wasn't even that. It's just the fact that how the wedding went down. I said, oh, yo, this ain't gonna last, yo.
You can see it already.
I said, yo, this ain't gonna last.
Listen, all the hoes from high school went, and every hoe I know from high school married with a family now.
That's really? Because niggas trying to get them tax benefits. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. So
I feel like, dang, I was such a good girl. Well, y'all ain't incurred. No, I'm just playing.
Well,
nah. I don't want no kids.
So I feel like you need to hang out with a different crowd. I think like if you hang out with a different crowd, you might meet somebody that's worthwhile at least. I'm not saying it's gonna be a perfect situation.
Silver Spring, Rockville.
Nah, them niggas.
Yeah,
wild.
Silver Spring. Where did I go?
African. Yeah, she could definitely go be the African.
I want you to be my wife.
All I care about right now is
I must be with
if
you.
They got sugar daddy vibes. If they gonna
they
fly
do,
me
it's
out,
this place I'm gonna tell you about. It's called Society.
See.
Y'all want sugar daddy vibes?
It's called Society in Silver Spring. That's where they hang out.
Y'all want
go there and look cute.
Hold on.
Sit at the bar.
See, this way y'all want to see. See, this is where the nigga and me gonna come out. Y'all want sugar
no,
daddy
I'm talking
vibes.
About for baby.
No, I'm just saying. But women want sugar daddy
I'm
vibes.
Old.
Don't want to kick out no sugar. That's not how it works.
Amen.
It's
not how it works.
Amen. You got some sugar if you're doing it right. You got a little personality, you know.
Nah, nigga. If I'm paying you, you giving up them ass cheeks. As simple as that.
No,
that's what sugar daddy's about.
That's what sugar daddy's
about. That's what y'all get misconstrued.
I need a splendor uncle. I like
a splendor uncle.
A splendor uncle. Just somebody who want to support the lifestyle I need. But
exactly. He want to support them dick in you, too. He want to support that in
that
you, too.
That ain't what I'm trying to support.
But if he look good and he got, you know, a little
you got a lot of ifs, ands, and buts about what you're saying. That's what I'm saying. Okay. See, y'all.
Wouldn't it be great just somebody to sponsor that lifestyle?
Right. He gonna sponsor. He gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna sponsor you, but I'm gonna sponsor this dick up in you too.
I'm gonna say, yeah, y'all got if ands and butts, and they want to get dick and butt.
Y'all, see, that's what I'm saying. That's
if ands and no butt.
That's unrealistic. That's unrealistic, yo. You can't, like.
It's just like, not sustainable.
It's not. So, like, if I had a sugar mama, like, on some real shit, like, if I had a sugar mama, I gotta take the good with the bad, right? I'm like, all right, she okay. She not. Like, she not horrible. She okay. I got to be in public with her. I got. But you know what? If she going to kick this $1,500 a month to me, I got to do what
that's
I got to do.
That's all you worth, King?
No, I ain't say that. I'm just saying. I'm being real with you.
That's the entry level.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Real. It goes just up real. Oh, you there. Want a couple dates? You want a couple dates out when we go out of the town and you want me to blow your back out when I come over? Cool. $1,500, that ain't bad. You know? That's where you got. I accept the gift with the curse. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so it is what it is. That's real shit.
I remember.
But I feel like women.
Talking from experience? No, I'm just.
No, I'm not talking from experience. I wish I had that experience in my life, and I couldn't tell you from experience. But no, I know I don't. I don't live in Vegas. Vegas is a little bit more willing to do some type of shit like that.
You ain't gotta go to Vegas.
Nah, I'm not fucking with you. Chill out. Look, you the second person that has said some shit like that. I'm chilling, man. I'm just saying.
DC, Silver Spring, Rockville.
Yo, you know what? One of my friends told me, she was like, you just go to, she's like, you need to go one of them old head balls.
Hey, out here.
With your tight shirt on. And that shit up there.
Man,
and
you had one when we went Abba, remember?
First of all, no, that's not the same.
Yo, she had a mullet. It was a business in the front, party in the back.
First of all, she was a bartender. That's not, she wasn't making no, she wasn't the.
That could have been her part time.
She went to Boston. She found her man with the Boston. Remember, she left.
All but she was all up on it, okay?
She was like, 5 Mile House.
No.
First of
no,
all, she's
no.
like my personality because I'm a friendly person when I go
real
to the bar.
Real friendly.
Shut the fuck. Nigga, cool. I'm trying to get us all free drinks. Okay. Fuck you talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Porter.
Real shit. Well, we have learned a lot today.
We have.
Between the women and the male perspective. This is the last week of Women's International History Month.
Her story.
Excuse me. Her story.
Month.
And I can't wait till April.
Well, you cut up tonight, so.
Nah, I really
didn't. Keep the shenanigans going.
Because April.
Shenanigans and tomfoolery.
Back at it again.
So if y'all don't know, I'm declaring May Men's Month. Because that's my birthday month.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm declaring men's.
All right, we'll be back at it again in June. I'm
pulling again. You know how the church be having Women's Month? I'm declaring Men's Month of May. Right?
Let the pod say amen.
Amen. So,
a woman.
Listen, a woman.
It's still March. A woman.
Well played.
Listen, so I hope y'all enjoyed y'all last week because I'm not cutting no more fucking cards for y'all.
You didn't cut many.
I really did.
You just cut the deck one good time.
I had a lot on my heart.
My heart.
I ain't say a lot, okay? Because I try to be good.
Well, break your Kevin Hart, boy.
Anyway, so let's go. So we're going to go around the table. Go ahead. Do your intro.
It's your girl.
It's your girl, Jada Chula.
You next.
Are we really doing intro?
Oh, my Lord.
We're doing outro.
It's an outro.
It's an outro.
I mean? Outro. Same shit, you know what I mean? Excuse me. Let's start this over because you fucked it up.
It's your girl, Jada Chula.
Hey, it's Maybay.
Unksy.
And this is your man, Notorious Norm, and we are what's outside of Norm. We are.
Bye. However do you want me? However do you need me? However do you want me?